Country Club FM. The Friday edition of the Bob Almanac here, Bob FM. Virtual Neil?
I'm ready, Jim.
All right, Virtual Neil says he's ready. Got to take his word for it. Even though we had Real Neil earlier, this is Virtual Neil.
Let's do it.
Today, we do have an Almanac salute. This one here, what a voice. What a voice. Early 70s music. It's just fantastic. Love this band.
What goes up must come down.
David Clayton Thomas, who was the lead singer of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears group.
Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin.
Spinning wheel, go down gambling. You've made me so very happy. Among others, just outstanding. When I Die is another one. He left like in the early 70s and never really came back that I know of. But he was part of the group when they had all those hits. He wrote that song, Spinning Wheel. That was back from 1969. David Clayton Thomas passing away at the age of 84 in Toronto. David Clayton Thomas, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Neil, now what he is,
they're all
gone,
but not forgotten.
Yes, so we may hear that one again a little bit later. Friday, June 26th, 177th day of the year. Today's patent of the day, the bicycle. Those early bicycles, they are funny. Are they not? It's amazing what's happened now with the modern bicycle. And I was driving through Delano coming back from Bees on the River. And I'd taken a turn a little too sharply, so my phone flew, you know, on the side of the... and I shouldn't be even looking at my phone when I'm driving, and I wasn't. But it flew into the back seat. And I go, well, I should probably still have that in the front seat. You just never know. So I stopped, pulled over there next to the ballpark, and here comes some kids whizzing down the sidewalk. And they're whizzing because they're not pedaling. That's the thing now with these e-bikes. There's no pedaling going on. The kids are still skinny for now. We'll wait and see. But they're just not pedaling anymore. That's the big development with the bicycles, right? W.K. Clarkson Jr. would probably be rolling in his grave, 1819, to see them not pedaling. But, of course, if we didn't have the bicycle, then we wouldn't have the motorcycle. It was all kind of wheeled transportation powered by humans, 1819. 1963, let's go to Berlin.
In the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein Berliner.
He had some pretty good quotes, didn't he? You're going to go to the moon by the end of the decade. The whole thing, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That's a good one. JFK, John F. Kennedy, he was in Berlin at the Berlin Wall. Berlin Wall was just a new thing. It was, communism run amok. We had to split Germany. We had to split Berlin. Ich bin ein Berliner. I think he said it right. I think anybody out there who speaks German would understand what John F. Kennedy said this date, 1963. 1974, in Troy, Ohio, we take these for granted now. In fact, we've got phones that can read these things with the QR codes and etc. But it was the first ever barcode used at a supermarket. We get to do it ourselves now. How fun is that? I mean, when I was a kid, we were doing the barcode thing. Man, I love to do that. And then I found out what those grocery store clerks and checkout counter people made, and I go, oh, I might pass. But the whole barcode thing, 1974, it was made by IBM. I think there's a History Channel special on grocery stores, the brands that made America, and they talk about the first ever barcode happening at a supermarket in Troy, Ohio. It's probably a Squiggly Wiggly. Whatever that one is down there. Maybe a Kroger. I don't know. But the product is Juicy Fruit. So a pack of Juicy Fruit gum was the first thing ever barcoded and used at a barcode. I'm sure they had some kind of a ceremony. It just wasn't Madge from downtown on her break from the typewriting pool. The typing pool showed up and wanted some Juicy Fruit gum. I bet you they had kind of a little ceremony. Juicy Fruit gum. They picked a pretty good gum to do it with, too. 1974, the first use of the barcode. Then in 77.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch.
Elvis, his final concert took place at the basketball arena, a.k.a. Market Square Arena in Indianapolis. Here he's doing Unchained Melody.
Time,
I think this is from that concert.
Goes by.
If it isn't, we'll blame it on Neil's staff. Elvis's last concert, of course, then he would pass away about 2 months later in August, sadly, at Graceland, 1977. Ready for birthdays?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. A lot of music today on today's birthday. We just had Elvis.
Baby, come as you are with just your heart.
Member of the Fifth Dimension. Struck up a romance with Marilyn McCoo, also of the Fifth Dimension. And then they broke away and had this big hit. Fun song. You don't have to be a star to be on the Bob Morning Show. So it's Billy Davis Jr. 98 today for, no, 88. Hit the math there. Sorry, Billy. Quite 98 yet. Hope you get there, though. He's 88 today. Billy Davis Jr. prominently featured. He and Marilyn McCoo, kind of the top singing voices there of the Fifth Dimension. Up, Up, and Away, and all those good songs. That was Billy Davis Jr. Happy birthday, 88. Rindy Ross is the lead singer of the group Quarter Flash. Gonna Harden My Arteries, I think, was the song they meant. They go, that's a little morbid. Let's go Harden My Heart. So Rindy Ross of Quarter Flash. 65 today. This one.
No,
eerie song with his singing and the instrumentation, Chris Isaak. The name of the song is Wicked Game. Did it say Wicked Game in it at all?
With you.
Wait. Chris Isaak is 70 today. More. She's still married to John McEnroe. I'm serious. I think they are still married. You know, off the tennis court, John McEnroe's like a little kitten. I mean, he is precious and timid, but get him in between those chalk lines. You miss a call, he's coming after you. That's Patti Smyth of her group Scandal and their big hit, Bang Bang. I Am the Warrior, Patti Smyth. Don't say Smith, that's a different singer. Patti Smyth, 69.
Take my breath away.
Talk to me, Goose. Goose never liked this song. Tom and Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis certainly did. Top Gun soundtrack, Terry Nunn, lead singer of Berlin. Oh, we just had John F. Kennedy say he is a Berliner. And here's the lead singer of Berlin. Amazing how some of this stuff can't make it up sometimes. That's Terry Nunn from Berlin. They had a couple of other hits there, but this is their monster hit from the Top Gun soundtrack. 65 today. Now, if Chris O'Donnell, the actor, if he had done an album, I would have played his song, but he didn't.
I want a car. Chicks dig the car.
This is why Superman works alone.
Robin, you get a sidecar on the Bat Cycle. That's all you get. You don't get a car. You're Robin, for crying out loud. There's Chris O'Donnell, who's Robin in the Batman and Robin. That's when Clooney was the Batman. And there are all kinds of issues with the suits. They're a little too specific, I guess is a term you could use. Chris O'Donnell is 56. You know, he really settled in nicely with the NCIS Los Angeles show. Really kind of settled in there after being in a number of movies, Son of a Woman, Dead Poets Society, and then The Batman. Chris O'Donnell, 56. The funny Sean Hayes from Will and Grace.
Hey. You're not that great, Mr. Sister. All right? I do a better share than you.
You think so?
Actually, it's... You think so? Ho!
And, of course, that was actually Cher on that episode of Will and Grace. Sean Hayes, 56 today. This guy, Parks and Rec, funny show.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I own Lettuce Eat, the vegan restaurant on Lowell Drive, and I wanted to know why you nailed this letter to my door.
Veganism is the sad result of a morally corrupt mind. Reconsider your life. Because I believe it. Good day.
Carnivores. You're all the same.
How did that guy know where to find you?
I assume he saw my name and address at the bottom of the letter I nailed to his door.
You signed your real name?
Of course I did. What's going to happen? A vegan is going to physically attack me? They are basically made of glass.
Nick Offerman, Ron Swanson. Neil, ever watch that Park and Rec show?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
So, yeah, Nick Offerman has been in movies as well. The one that We Are the Millers. He's good in that. Nick Offerman, he's 56 today. Gretchen Wilson today, 53. We know what she sounds like. A lot of great hits, and then we play them right here on Bob FM. She is the redneck woman. Gretchen Wilson is 53. Rapper of the day, Fat Trell. Neil, Fat Trell.
Huh?
Fat Trell is the rapper of the day, 36. And also Ariana Grande, kind of one of the big stars of the day, right? She's in Wicked. Good and Wicked, plays the good witch in Wicked, and had some hits as well. She did music. Ariana Grande, not so grande though. She's pretty petite, 33 here today. Provided to us by Neil's staff.
Huh?
Today's Gons But Not Forgotten, Civil War General Abner Doubleday, credited but has been debunked. He was not the creator of baseball, did not invent the game. They wanted to find somebody that would be a good model for inventing the game. So they go, hey, this Civil War general, why not? Abner Doubleday. But it has since been proven that he really didn't have anything to do with the creation, the invention, and the rules of baseball. 1819 on this date. The actor Peter Lorre, he's got the eyes, got the look, he's got the voice.
See, Mr. Speed, I'm trying to recover ornament that, shall we say, has been mislaid.
Uh-huh.
I thought and hoped you could assist me. The ornament is a statuette. Black figure of a bird. I am prepared to pay on...
And that would be the Maltese Falcon. There he is with Humphrey Bogart, Maltese Falcon. He was in Casablanca. He liked to hang around old Bogey. Peter Lorre, 1904... Tom Parker was celebrating a birthday the day of Elvis's last show in 77 in Indianapolis. Tom Parker, the Colonel and Elvis's manager, 1909. And one more, the actress from Sound of Music.
Please don't say a word about this to the captain.
No. No, I wouldn't dream of it. Goodbye, Maria. I'm sure you'll make a very fine man.
Yeah, she was the Baroness. She was Elsa in The Sound of Music. And she wasn't. She was happy to see Maria leave. And of course, she came back. And I would like to have seen her kind of carry out that and see that whole nun thing through. Because I think she would have been a great nun. She may have made the wrong choice there. We will never know. But actress Eleanor Parker, who was the Baroness, 1922, and now, Neil, what they are?
They're
all
gone. But not forgotten.
But not forgotten. Let's hear one thing more from Virtual Neil.
I'll look that up.
Okay, feel free. We might use it on Monday. Let's see, we're going to start a Bobathon here with one of these three songs, and we got a fun way to choose which song it's going to be. Restless Heart, Wheels, Texas Women, Hank Williams Jr., or Drive Me Wild, the Sawyer Brown. Let's spin the wheel. We got three selections on there, and it comes up. Restless Heart.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM. Broadcast.